We're not going to go deep in, as we will this evening. Don't let that put you off, by the way. Deep but relevant, I hope. So come along this evening if you can, as I say. If you can't, then, as I say, we'll get these things up online as soon as we can. What I want to do this morning is look at just really one verse and try and show you two sections of society through one verse. In Revelation chapter 13, and it's this verse here, it's verse 8. Revelation 13, 8 says this: all who dwell on earth will worship it. That's the first beast that we were looking at last week. All who dwell on earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world in the book of the life, in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. That's where we are this morning. We're simply going to expose two different sections of society, of the population, and how they fit into this story of redemption, this story that we have been singing about. And then this evening we'll continue our look at the second beast, and we'll go into look at the third beast as we try and apply this stuff and apply who the Antichrist is and the work of the Antichrist in our time. One of the things we've seen throughout Revelation is two groups of people. We've seen a bunch of people called the saints, and they've been referred to several times, the saints. We've seen the souls of those slain in heaven referred to as saints. So people who are dead now but are in heaven with Jesus, waiting for judgment day, waiting for the resurrection of their new bodies, waiting to get their new resurrection bodies. We've seen saints referred to, for example, in chapter 7, and we'll see it again in the next chapter, chapter 14, we've seen saints referred to as a great multitude, or as 144,000, worshipping God in heaven from all nations, tribes, and tongues on that day when Jesus comes again. But of course, the book of Revelation was written to Christians who were alive and were living through difficult times. And by extension, it's written to us as Christians who are alive now, living in difficult times. So this first group of people that we've been looking at and considering together, the saints, are what you're a part of this morning if you are a true Christian, if you're born again. If your faith is in Jesus, you are part of the universal church, part of the church, visible and invisible, part of the saints who have all lived from ever since the start and will live until Jesus comes again. You're part of that true church. So if you're a Christian, you're a saint. The other bunch of people that Revelation has identified are what it calls earth dwellers. Earth dwellers. We've seen that a few times, haven't we? Those who dwell on earth. And those who dwell on earth are all those who don't worship Jesus as Lord and Saviour. All those who are worshipping someone else. Do you remember last week, as we were looking at this second beast, I made the point that everyone will worship someone. Everyone will worship someone. You don't have to be religious to be worshipping someone. Everyone will worship someone. And these earth dwellers are those who are not worshipping Jesus, but are worshipping someone else. And in our chapter that we've been looking at, in chapter 13, it's really quite graphic, because what John sees is that the earth dwellers, those who don't worship Jesus, are actually worshipping this beast. There's very few people, I think, who would stand up and say, hey, I worship Satan. I'm a Satan worshiper. You do get those people. There's people, I mean, David works with people who would say, actually, yeah, I'm quite happy to proudly say I'm a Satanist. But there's very few people that would do that. To be honest, Satan's not interested in worshiping himself. What he's interested in is luring people away from worshiping Jesus. And so we saw last week this first beast is the second person of this unholy trinity. He's the image of the invisible dragon. He's the parody of Jesus Christ himself, who is the image of the invisible God. And the idea of the beast is to draw people's attention to himself, just as Jesus, in a perfect way, drew people to himself and draws people to himself. So this first leopard-like beast is doing that. And he stands, I think, we'll see this tonight, he stands for the systems, the rules, that which is anti-Christ in the world today. Not necessarily the Antichrist, But the Spirit, John talks in 1 John chapter 3, chapter 4, I forget which one it is, chapter 4, of the Spirit of the Antichrist. And I think this is what we're dealing with today. So two groups of people, the saints and the earth dwellers. The saints and the earth dwellers. Well, let's just come to this verse then and see what we can glean from chapter 13, verse 8. All who dwell on earth, there's your earth dwellers, will worship the beast. Everyone whose name has not been written, before the foundation of the world in the book of the life of the Lamb who was slain. So you're seeing these two groups here. You're seeing the earth dwellers and you're seeing those whose name has been written from before the foundation of the world in a book. That's the saints. That's the saints. And my question to you this morning is your name recorded? Yes. Amen. Is your name written down? Amen. There's a lot of teaching today, isn't there, about expressing yourself, finding your identity, being true to yourself, going out and doing what you want to do, brackets, so long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. And it's good to see that we've got a few of our young people in this morning. They haven't all gone away. You guys are going to hear this stuff a lot. You already hear this stuff a lot. The teaching of the world, the teaching of the system is you've got to be true to yourself. You've got to find your identity. You've got to live it loudly and proudly, boldly. Has anyone heard of this name? Rick Genest. Anyone heard of Rick Genest? Okay. He was in the news on Friday. Rick Genest, tragic situation. He was in the news on Friday because at the age of 32, committed suicide. I want to be really careful how I use current affairs to illustrate the points I want to make, because this is a tragic story and I don't want to be opportunistic and insensitive to something that is very sad and something now that this man Rick's family will be grieving over and suffering over. That would be very sad and very cruel. But I do think that what happened to Rick Genest is typical of the systems of this world. Rick Genest was also known as Zombie Boy. And actually, most of you, if you saw a picture of Rick, will recognize him, because his face is over adverts and over the media and in the news from time to time in any case. Zombie Boy is that man who is basically tattooed from head to foot in sort of a skeleton. So when you look at him, he's got the skull tattooed onto his face. So you've got a big grinning skeleton face, and then all over his body, he's got his organs and everything. It's just tattooed onto himself. That guy, and he was a model. He was used by various modeling agencies. He's featured in pop videos. If you haven't heard of Rick Genest, I'm sure you've all heard of Lady Gaga, haven't you? Oh, we've got a lot of money. Yeah, we all heard of Lady Gaga. She's featured in her pop videos and so on and so forth. And this man, Rick, was found dead, supposedly having committed suicide at the age of 32, just a couple of days ago. Tragic.